Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, I've been waiting for about a week or two to be able to visit with our next guest. Her name is Sarah Vogel. She has done a lot, but right now we're going to talk about the author side of Sarah. She's got a book out that came out, I believe, in November called The Farmer's Lawyer, and basically the North Dakota Nine and the Fight to Save the Family Farm. And what it made me do is also do some research, Sarah, to learn more about you. But first of all, let me welcome you to the show. Thank you for coming on today.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's a treat to be here.
Well, we got a lot of history. I love history. And so we got some fun things to talk about. We'll catch people up about the book and let them know about what you wrote about. And it's actually a big part of North Dakota's agricultural history. We'll get into that in a moment. But I first have to mention, we are talking to you from Hawaii. So is that a vacation spot, or is that where your home is?
It's not my home. My home is in Bismarck. Okay. I live in the same house I've lived in since 85. I'm over here visiting.
All right, Sarah, first of all, I do want to just let people know a little bit about you, because you do have an amazing history, and I was just kind of going through the Wikipedia page. I don't know how much the information is on Wikipedia, at least as far as being accurate, but you're a lawyer by trade, correct? And you had actually at one time, I believe it was back in the 80s, were named one of the top 20 rising young people influential in the U.S. Does that sound accurate?
Yes. Yeah, it was. I think I was an assistant attorney general for North Dakota when I got that award. And most of it was because of the case that I brought that is featured in the book that just came out.
Okay.
But yeah, that was the American Bar Association picked 20 young lawyers across the U.S. whose work made a difference, and I was one of them. It was kind of a big charge.
I imagine it made you feel good. Another thing that it had to make you feel pretty darn good, too, is 1988, you were elected the North Dakota Commissioner of Agriculture, and you became the first woman in the U.S. to be elected for that position. That had to be an interesting time, and was it a difficult race, or did sexuality, I guess, or being a woman, did that make a big difference at that time?
Actually, it really didn't come up. I think it came up on the day I announced. And I said that the job of being ag commissioner did not require heavy lifting, which it doesn't. It requires reading and sitting at a desk and talking to farmers, all of which I was pretty good at by that point. And then it came up on the day I was elected. But no, I won pretty handily, and then I won re-election, and then I did not run again for a third term.
Okay, public service.
I loved being a commissioner. It's the best job in the world. It's just a great job in North Dakota.
Well, you and your family actually have dedicated a lot of your lives to public service. I know that your father, Robert, was a former U.S. attorney and member of the North Dakota Supreme Court. And so law and serving, I guess, has been in your life even since childhood.
Yep. And also my grandfather was pretty influential, although he died when I was five. I grew up hearing about him. He had been the president of the Bank of North Dakota, and he was a prominent nonpartisan leaguer. So that political legacy very much influenced my subsequent legal career.
This is Inside Agriculture.